You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Graduation parties, big games, big events, always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us now, as he does every Friday at 3-1, Elliot Shore Parks at the Go Birds podcast. This Elliot Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, cheap, 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 cheap. Elliot, good to have you.
How's it going?
How you doing,
brother?
Thank
you for having me on. Well, let me tell you guys.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, I said I wasn't afraid of rain anymore. I talked big, like I was brave against rain. Got water in my basement today.
So
rain.
Sorry, dude,
buddy.
Groundworks. Got to call Groundworks.
Rain reminded me real quickly who the power one there is. So yeah, all good though. It's all taken care of. So yes, I will call Groundworks.
I was caught driving when that happened out of the Deptford Mall, and I'm not a pull over because the weather's too bad kind of guy. I couldn't see. It was raining like I haven't seen rain like that in a long time. It was terrifying.
Well, what's crazy is I have a shower in my basement, no big deal to me. And like the water came out of the shower drain, like it like kind of spewed out of there.
Like a horror minutes movie.
Honestly, it really was. So it's under control now. But yeah, it was. I'll never talk poorly about rain again.
Yeah, there you go. It heard you. It heard you. It was like, oh,
exactly
wind.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, wind. You're scared of wind, huh?
Yeah.
So, Elliot, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday. Eagles lose their director of scouting, Brandon Hunt, goes to the Raiders. How big of a loss do you think the Brandon Hunt loss is?
I think it's a pretty big loss. I mean, they've also lost Anthony Patch this offseason. Patch has been with the team for, I think, like 20-plus years. Brandon Hunt has not been here as long. He's only been here for, I think, 2 or 3 seasons. But slowly, the Eagles have definitely lost a lot of front office executives. This is going a bit back now, but they lost Joe Douglas. They lost Andrew Berry. Alec Hallaby gets interviews pretty much every offseason. So, you know, as much as we focus on the turnover on the field, like Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, and those are obviously important pieces, they have, like, another part of success is you do lose front office people. So I know Howie likes to promote from within in the front office, but I do think it's probably reached a point where you'll see them hire somebody from another organization because they have lost quite a bit.
I haven't gone back and looked at this, and I should have, but the year after they lost Joe Douglas, I wonder when they lose key people like that if there is a drop down or if they're maybe less effective until they get settled again. And to be clear, they lost Brandon Hunt post-draft, right?
Yes, yeah. So both him and Anthony Patch, both to the Raiders, coincidentally. I would assume Patch had, you know, something to do with that. But, yeah, both post-draft. But I think that in terms of, you know, everyone seeing a result on the field, I would think that's probably something where we're maybe 2 years away from that because, you know, they still do have people in the building. Obviously, they'll make evaluations for the next draft throughout this season. You know, I think that Anthony Patch was more on the college side. Brandon Hunt did college. You know, I think he had a little bit of pro personnel, if I'm not mistaken. But regardless, I think like you'll see the potential impact over time as opposed to, you know, week one in September. So for sure, I mean, you gotta, just like you gotta replace guys on the field, like if they start to miss with these hires, these drafts recently have been really good, that could definitely change.
Yeah, I'm not as concerned. 20 plus years, this team has been losing personnel from the front office. Lewis Riddick, yeah. Daniel Jeremiah, Andrew Berry, Joe Douglas, like,
yeah,
and Elliott's right. It may cost you a year if they have a setback somewhere from a personnel acquisition standpoint, but it's never a sustained sort of drought, right? Like eventually they have a formula that they believe in, they work with, and it's really about coming together as a group and making the correct decisions on selecting players or acquiring players, because you got your pro scouts, you got your college scouts. And if Howie continues to trust those guys, I think we'll be in a good position. We went a little awry there for about 2 or 3 years where we couldn't make a good draft pick.
Right.
I don't know what the hell was happening up there.
Well, yep. I think part of it too, not to diminish the talent evaluation, because that's obviously part of it. You have to get talented people in the building. But I think that this coaching staff, like Nick's coaching staff, is better at developing players than I think previous coaching staffs they had. Obviously, Chip was not good at it. Doug, I don't think, was great at it. I think Nick really, really emphasizes player development. They do a ton of stuff like that I have not seen prior to Nick being here, like a ton of reps after practice. They have somebody completely dedicated to like the player development part of it. So I think that, you know, obviously draft picks start with the selection, but once they get these players in the building, I think they're doing a better job than they used to of developing them, and that in some ways does make the talent evaluation like a little less important.
I disagree with that. Now, players that left here and went somewhere else and have been good, that's different. Not many players, even the ones they selected, if we're just going by evaluation and player development, well, nobody else developed those players either around the league.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I think of Dylan McMahon, the center they drafted last year out of Utah. He was released. He went to L.A. I don't think he ended up playing much. So that's certainly part of it. I think they've done a good job developing the rookies. In addition, again, talented players. Like, they're drafting them from Georgia.
Yeah, talented players.
No, I agree.
Yes.
I'm not saying you can draft me and Jack and they'd be able to do it. But I'm saying.
Well, hold on.
Like, yeah.
Explosive
maybe
off the ball.
For you. Yeah, exactly. But, no, I just think the talent of, you know, the coach is doing a good job as well. Getting them prepared.
I think that for me, the interesting part of the dynamic is when the mix changes of who is in there. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily about the evaluation. It's about the person making a judgment about who's evaluating what to value, who's good at what. And that mix sometimes takes a little while to really develop, to know, not your know your personnel on the field, but to know your personnel off the field. This guy has a weak spot for this. This guy has a weak spot for that. And I think more than anything, not that it's good, bad, or indifferent, I think change is difficult in that sometimes for you to get your footing of who should I listen to on what.
I'll also say this is Nick's third defensive coaching staff in 5 years.
Yep.
So it's not like he has the same coaches over there developing players.
I think that's fair. I mean, again, I do think Nick plays a part of it, but you're right. I mean, the other thing I would say
is his third offensive coordinator too, by the way. It's the third or fourth offensive coordinator.
But they keep developing players. So that's why I think.
But I'm saying it's not the same coaches. It's just developing them is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're right. The coaches.
It's not the same coaches developing them. So the players have to be good.
Right. They have to develop talented. They have to draft talented players. But Nick has also done a good job developing the players once they get there, which I think does diminish slightly. Like, you don't have to get the most talented player in the world if he comes into a system where he's coached well. I think those things matter as well. But in terms of the chemistry in the front office, I agree with you on that, Spike. Like, those draft days, you know, like, you want guys you've been through that before, so you know when you're making quick decisions, people that are potentially new at the job. Like, it's like with any job. If you haven't gone through it before, the first time you do it, it's probably not going to be the smoothest. So, yeah, I mean, turnover in the front office, I don't think they would pick for this to happen.
I'm just going to ask Ike whether he wants to let the talent thing go.
Oh, yeah, I'm
okay, all right, just making sure.
Yeah, I can't tell either, yeah.
Well, you brought it back and, like,
I think I made my point.
Yeah, it was the line about you don't have to draft the most talented person in the world. I looked at Ike and I was like, are we going to keep going here? And I'll keep going.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Elliot, Brian Dawkins was on the WIP morning show earlier this week, and he talked a bit about the quarterback, and here's what he had to say.
What Jalen has done is he flashed us in the first Super Bowl. Tremendous, right? So in my mind, that's what you should be doing every week. Mm-hmm. And when you're not doing that every week, like, so why can't we get that? Why can't we get that?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get that? So it's for me, it's not you are I don't bash Jalen when it comes to that. I don't bash him. I'm expecting him to take the next step so that your weeks aren't fluctuating up and down so drastically. That you are consistently at a level that allows you to show the talent that you are and all the respects that you're talking about, to being mm-hmm. able to run the football when it needs to be run, knowing to making those decisions, putting the ball where it needs to be put. He's shown that, and he's done it now, not just in the first Super Bowl. He's shown it in the second one, too. So now this year coming up, like, I'm expecting a version of that, maybe not to that level, but a high version of that consistently throughout that year. That's what I'm expecting.
Sounds like a proven year.
Yeah, so not me saying it, not Jack right. saying it.
Right.
It was Brian Dawkins, one of the greatest Eagles of all time, saying that he needs to be at a higher level more consistently. Elliot, I guess my question is, do you agree or disagree with Brian Dawkins?
I would say I kind of agree. I wouldn't say I fully agree.
Oh, what a hedge.
No,
hedger.
Well, can I answer? Like, I do agree that last year Jalen could have been more consistent. I do agree with that. But what I think is also kind of built into his answer is, like, Jalen hasn't shown he can do it. And Jalen has shown he can do it. Like, there's really nothing Jalen hasn't shown he can do. If you want to say throw him to a Super Bowl all year, he basically did that in 2022. In 2024 last year, yes, they did emphasize the run more. And yes, the bye week was part of it. But Jalen was still the reason they won the Super Bowl. When you're the quarterback,
the defense was the reason they won the Super Bowl.
Nope.
Yes.
Winning
sounds like a Twitter poll.
Yeah. Winning the turnover battle starts with the quarterback taking care of the ball. There's a reason when they were turning the ball over, the defense wasn't as good and they were 2-2. And then when they stopped turning the ball over, all of a sudden the defense was way better and they started winning all the time. Taking care of the ball helps the defense.
Ball from the opposing team's offense helps the offense.
It does, for sure. I agree.
They get three turnovers in that
short
Super Bowl.
Field.
Yeah, they got some turnovers in the Super Bowl too.
Yeah, and the defense in the Super Bowl was unbelievable. But I think I don't want to say what Brian is saying, but I think part of that in there is, like, Jalen needs to be more consistent and consistently show he can lead them to wins. And, like, I just don't think that's a check he needs to check off. I think he's shown he can do that.
He's saying he needs to play better, more consistent. See, you say here's
I agree
here's.
With
but hold on. But here's, I'll say this. People often talk about consistency, and when they talk this, it always drives me crazy because what they mean by consistently is consistently good. The difference between there are a lot of players who can be good in some games. Mm-hmm. The best players are good more consistently, are good in more games. That is the difference. Role players have great single games.
Yep.
Bad players have great single games.
Yep.
The difference between a great player, a good player, and a bad player is how consistently they have good games. So if you're saying he was good when it mattered or something like that, that is the difference between a great player and not a great player, is not
right.
coming through at one important time. It's always coming through.
Yeah. So by your definition, Jalen has definitely been a great player. Because if you look at the past 3 years, he has had
He led the league in turnovers last year.
In 2023, he did.
Yes.
You're right. He did. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
But in 2022 and 2024, he did an excellent job taking care of the ball. So I'm saying if you go through the, 50 or 60 games over the past 3 years, you would go through way more of those and say he had a great game than you would go through and be like, he is the reason they lost.
How many great games do you think he had in 2024 in the regular season? Great games.
Cincinnati. I thought he was great against LA. I mean, I have to go through and look. Like, how many terrible games would you say he had? He was
No. Well, but you said he's the second best quarterback in the NFL. So I want to know how many great games he had in that season.
Pittsburgh was a great game.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, So I can think of two: the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. Those were two great games he had for sure.
Okay. What about the playoff games before those games?
He was fine against Green Bay, and he was okay against LA. I wouldn't say he was terrible.
Seven
against
sacks.
LA. I think I gave
seven
him a C minus in that game. Yeah, seven sacks. I agree. But again, like, you guys have decided that the turnover thing doesn't matter to you. But the turnover thing is the most important thing. So when you say a great player is somebody that is consistently great, Jalen over the past 3 years, yes, there was a stretch in 2023 and to begin 2024 for sure where he wasn't smart with the ball. But it is not a coincidence that when you look at when this team wins and when they don't win, it begins with Jalen taking care of the ball.
But that doesn't mean he – okay, all right.
It doesn't. It's the most consistent stat you can look at to indicate if they win or not. What stat's more important for winning, would you say?
Okay, let me ask you this. Was Justin Herbert great last year?
Probably not.
Okay, how many interceptions did he have last year? I think he had two.
I think he had
two interceptions last year in the regular season.
How many do you have in the playoffs?
No. Being great is great all the time. And you're saying that turnovers is the number one thing. And Justin Herbert, I think, turned the ball over less than any other quarterback in the NFL last year. So, with that information, I agree he was great.
I don't know how many turnovers Justin Herbert had last year. Now that you've told me.
But he wasn't great.
But you know, after watching football last year.
He wasn't great.
You would have known if Justin Herbert was great last year. You would have known that just by watching.
What do you think of the fact in the playoff game where he turned it over four times that they lost? Right?
Yes, like, that was not
a bad
great.
Game. Yeah, it was a yes. bad game.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
Like, the point I'm making is what I'm judging Jalen off of in terms of being great is the turnovers. Like, that is number one for me. Turnovers.
It's not. Okay. It can't be the only thing.
But it can't be the only thing.
It's not
though,
the only thing. But okay. It's not the only thing. But it's the most important thing, right?
Okay.
It's, to me,
that's
it's
fine.
The most important
yeah.
thing. And
okay.
That's why I view him differently. Yeah.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Yep. Oh,
wait, hold on. We're not done yet.
Oh, Ace Bailey.
Okay. I'm glad to talk about Ace Bailey.
Yeah, regroup, Spike. Relock in.
You can. I want to say this because we're all going to argue about Ace Bailey for 5 weeks, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you can want to draft Ace Bailey or not want to draft Ace Bailey. You specifically continually comparing him to Kevin Durant speaks to someone who never watched Kevin Durant in college.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kevin Durant in college was maybe the greatest freshman of the last 40 years. Kevin Durant won the Wooden Award. Kevin Durant won the Naismith Award. Kevin Durant was the AP Player of the Year. Kevin Durant averaged 26 and 11. If you saw Kevin Durant that year, you would realize that Kevin Durant scored whenever he wanted to. Whenever he wanted to. And because of his size, he could rise up and get a great shot at any time. Ace Bailey was the second best player on a team that was under 500. He continually took bad shots that he didn't make. He is not as big as Kevin Durant. He's not. His skill set is nothing like Kevin Durant's. The only thing that is similar to Kevin Durant is that they both shoot threes well when open. He's nothing like Kevin Durant. He's maybe a little like Brandon Ingram. He's maybe a little like Rudy Gay. He's nothing like Kevin Durant. The only thing that is the same as Kevin Durant is they are skinny. That's it. And you comparing him to Kevin Durant and saying, like, well, a lot of great players get compared. He's nothing like Kevin Durant. It's a silly comparison.
Okay, so can I go now? So,
yes.
First of all, I didn't come up with the Kevin Durant thing, right?
But you're saying it.
Hold on. Yes, I'm saying it, right?
So but you say, so you have to, so own it.
Yes, I am owning it. But let's not act like I've pulled this out of thin air. I do not get the pushback on the Kevin Durant thing. He looks like Kevin Durant. He's tall. He's skinny. He's long. He shoots. He has a high release point. He takes threes. Like, he is a lot like Kevin
you
Durant.
Just
now,
described, is,
on,
you just
on,
described,
on,
like,
on.
150 college basketball players.
Yes.
Who are 6'7 and shoot threes.
Hold on. Also, you bring
and Kevin Durant's
up, like
6'10.
Ace Bailey played with another player that's going to go top three in the draft. In the games where Dylan Harper didn't play last year, Ace Bailey scored like 30 points almost every time. So the fact that he played with Dylan Harper impacted how much he scored. I'm not saying he's as good as Kevin Durant. I'm not saying...
But he's nothing like him. He's nothing like him, Elliot. Just true question. Did you ever watch Kevin Durant play in college ever one time? One second?
Hold on. Did I say he reminded me of Texas Kevin Durant? I said he. There are similarities when you read the scouting reports, but I'm basing him off the Kevin Durant I've watched in the NBA. I think he's a
That's even
player.
Worse! That's even worse! He's like one of the greatest scorers in NBA history.
Okay, so
Cooper Ace Bailey
right
can't
now.
Even get a shot off! What are
well,
you talking
that's not,
about?
Not true. That's just not true, number one. You can say he can't get a shot off, but he scored a ton in college, and he did
He scored 17 points a game on Rutgers.
Because he played with another great player, and they both scored around that, right? If Kevin Durant would have played with Greg Oden that year, my guess is he wouldn't have scored as
well,
many points.
Well, he played with DJ Augustine.
But he was not with another player that was going into top three, right? I also don't hear any of this Rutgers stuff held against Dylan Harper. For some reason, only the losing at Rutgers matters for Ace Bailey.
We're not talking about Dylan Harper. It matters for Dylan Harper, too. And because you're not comparing Dylan Harper to Kevin Durant.
But again, I think this is where you're missing the point. All great prospects, and you can diminish this point, but like it's true, all great prospects get compared to great players.
Yes, but his game...
Cooper Flagg compared to Scottie Pippen, Jason Tatum, and Kawhi Leonard. Do you think he's anywhere as good as those three players right
now? It's not, but I'm saying again, Kevin Durant was an elite scorer. Ace Bailey is not an elite scorer. They don't have the same skill set. They're just skinny. They're just skinny, Elliot.
It's more than that. They also, in my opinion, when I watch them, they both have a really high release point, which I think of Kevin Durant with that.
Except that one guy, if his release point was so high when playing against college players, he would be able to get his shot off consistently, which he couldn't. Next year, Kevin Durant is 6'9 with a wingspan of like 8 feet, a standing reach of like 8 feet. It's not the same.
Ace Bailey has to improve. I agree with you. But I'm not going to back down from comparing him to Kevin Durant, because to me, it looks like him when I watch him play. I'm not saying he is Kevin Durant. I'm saying the closest comp I watch when I see him. If you want to say Jason Tatum or Paul George, sure, I can see that a little bit too. But Kevin Durant, to me, is more similar to Ace Bailey physically. And you can say, well, it's just they're tall and
physically,
long.
Physically, that's
a big
it.
Part of it. That's
but
it,
no,
it,
it's that's not. A, it how is, many, Elliot? How many players do you think are coming into the NBA are 6'7" and skinny?
First of all, you keep using the 6'7" thing. I don't think we can only use his size without shoes on, and then
that's what everyone gets measured at. Elliot, 6'7" and a half,
saying,
no shoes. How many players?
He wears shoes. He is 6'10" with a really long wing.
How many players do you think are 6'7" and a half and skinny?
Well, how many players are going to get drafted ahead of Ace Bailey? Maybe four? So I don't care if someone in the fifth or in the second round is the same measurables as Ace Bailey. They're obviously not the same player. Ace Bailey was the number two recruit in his high school class. He was, Paul George himself said he thinks that he's a better prospect than Cooper Flagg. Kevin Durant said he reminds him of himself. Like, Kevin Durant says it, and everyone just diminishes that.
He said sometimes.
Yes, I'm not saying he is Kevin Durant. I'm saying when I watch him, I see similarities.
That's because you
it.
Don't That's know what you're watching. You just don't know what you're watching.
I don't think you know what you're watching if you don't see Kevin Durant. I don't know what to tell you. When I watch him, I see Kevin Durant.
You should stop watching. You should stop watching.
Stop watching.
You should stop watching. You should stop watching. I will pay you $100 to never tweet about Ace Bailey again. $100.
No, hold on. At least $200.
I will pay you $250 to not tweet about Ace Bailey anymore.
Honestly, you would have to pay me $5,000 to not tweet about Ace Bailey.
Really?
Yeah, $5,000.
All right.
Yeah. But I'm dug in on something, I don't stop. I firmly believe he's like Kevin Durant.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
That's awesome.
He keeps going back, well, he doesn't play like him.
Right.
Well, it reminds me more of Kevin Durant in the pros.
Yeah, well, yeah, good call.
Turned into one of the 10 best scorers of all time.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a call, man. I didn't know we had anything for Elliot today.
Yeah. We're at Chickies at Pizza South Philly. Free Toll Friday. The kickoff to summer is a week from today. We'll be at the Farley Plaza with Chickies next Friday. Pete will pay your tolls. Maybe Pete will pay Elliot to stop tweeting about Ace Bailey.
Only 5,000. Just to stop tweeting in general, what will we have to pay him?
Details at chickiesandpete.com. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies because it's Friday. We'll be here every Friday until football season begins because baseball's back. Catch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete.com. Boy, I wish we had a Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast about 3 hours ago, but we have one now. Joining us now, the world's most famous and accurate meteorologist. You hear him laughing. That's one Tornado Shapiro.
There you're coming along. What a week for weather. This is what we live for. Tornadoes and downpours. And who can tell you about it better than Tornado Shapiro? Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
11 reported twisters tearing through four different states. Homes shredded, ropes ripped right off. Worse yet, drivers pulling off the road at the Deptford Mall. The midday show tent flooded at the regatta. Hugh Douglas abandons his co-workers to save himself and runs for his life. This is why we lift all those weights and read all those barometers. What a week to quit drinking! You know, when they said tornado watched, I thought TMZ finally got a hold of my Ring doorbell camera footage. I've rained down on a few people in my day, but mostly that was by request. Come on.
Oh, no. Oh,
wow.
Just
nope.
A little bit of meteorology textbook talk. You know, tornadoes come when unstable, warm, moist air rises rapidly and gains wind speeds with a pre-existing vortex.
Personally, I have a perpetual pre-existing vortex in my bedroom, but that's just how I roll. We're seeing baseball-sized hail in St. Louis. Sunday, look for baseballs the size of watermelons. And by great coincidence, we couldn't have a better setup for my speech later tonight. You know, I'm honored to be the commencement speaker at the Croydon Institute of Uber Driving and Meteorology. That's one of the big ones.
That's a big deal.
Everybody knows the cheer. Join in if you want. We are C-I-O-U-D and M. We are C-I. You know, a few years back, I did give the commencement for Temple Law, Mitten Hall, North Broad Street. It was me, Ike, Ed Rendell, Michael Barkan, John Street, and Milton Street. Milton introduced us to his female friend, tall Cheryl. Cheryl was all at 6'5", and let me tell you, I strapped on my hiking boots. Believe me, tall Cheryl was worth the climb.
Hello.
We got to hanging out. Next thing you know, Barkan's got me selling raisins, incense, and bootleg VHS tapes at Broad and Oxford.
Sound just like him.
Tall Cheryl. Cheryl could move some raisins. She was a hell of a salesman. I still get letters from the Wayan brothers demanding their royalties. Mo' money, mo' money, mo' money. Hey, tonight look to be clear but sticky, low 65 degrees.
Yep.
And the Buccos are in town. You know, I miss the Pirates. Seems like we never see them anymore. Last time I saw the Bucks was at the Vet back in 1990. Doug Drabeck almost no-hit the Phillies. The final out came down to Lil Sil Campusano. And he smacked the base hit to foil the no-no. We all took to Campusano out to celebrate. Myself, Ike, of course, Dickie Thon. We call him Lil Dickie. Dennis Cook. The Dude and Charlie Hayes. We were out at the Copacabana. Nails tried to make it with a Pittsburgh weather gal by the name of Mean Jane Green. Jane was tough, almost impenetrable. She wore steel curtain underwear for protection.
Okay.
Thankfully, you couldn't say that for her three friends who are anxious to party with the hero of the night, Lil Sil. It was a clear night, but with about 9 tequilas in, the girls had limited visibility and unlimited flexibility. One thing led to another. We got to witness the return of the Swallows to Campusano.
Okay, all right. Yep. That is the limit.
Yep.
Saturday morning, pop-up storms, but it should be clear later on for the 9th Street Italian Market Festival. The grease pole climbing will be extra slick. You know, I emceed that event once a few years back. I met a sweet, yet aggressive, older Italian woman. Mamma mia, Sofia Lucia. She had the biggest, fullest, tastiest manicottis you will see this side of 9th Street. And she offered to grease my pole. I had to beat her cousin Dominic at bocce ball to get out of marrying her. I do miss those big manicottis. Come on.
All right. No more manicottis. Yes, just finish up the weather. I'm begging you.
Sunday, partly cloudy. High of only 72, 2% chance of precip. But I'd still get a 50-50 shot of rain. Wear a raincoat and be safe. You're not getting this level of accuracy anywhere else, like they said in the intro. The world's most accurate forecast. I'm all world, friend. Wise up and play me off with some music, Kimmel.
All right, there he is.
My goodness.
Tornado Shapiro with an all-timer, I believe.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Didn't know if it ever end.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That was a tough one.
Ike and Dickie Thon.
Yep. Little Dickie Thon.
Little Dickie.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mean
Jane Green was a good
still,
one.
Still curtain underwear.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Should Spike Eskin pay Elliot Shore-Parks $5,000 to get him to stop tweeting about Ace Bailey? 67.2% say yes.
There you go.
So I'm not doing the $5,000 myself, but I am considering a GoFundMe. To which I will contribute $500 to, just to see if we can get to the $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Could we get, and I do think if you do start it, like, what number would we need to get him to just stop tweeting in general?
Oh,
no, he can't live without tweeting.
He can't.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he can't. But I think
something else to
be honest with you, if we presented him with $3,000 cash, he would take it to stop tweeting about Ace Bailey.
Easily.
It wouldn't take $5,000.
I think it would take $1,000.
Yes.
We'll negotiate.
And what a win that would be for us.
For everyone involved, frankly.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. What is success for the Eagles this season? Get your calls right after success when you talk about appliances.
That's right. There's no down seasons. We don't ever give them a pass because you want to know why? They're great all the time in National Appliance Warehouse.
No. Are you kidding me? National Appliance Warehouse? When you walk in there, somebody in their customer service team to teach you which, appliance is the right one for you, they got it.
Yep.
You want it delivered to you on time without any hassle, you got it.
Yep.
You want them to install it for you, you got it. Whatever brand you can think of, they've got it.
I think when you think of, we always talk about, like, what's the total package. We talk about 5-tool players.
Yep.
in other sports. National Appliance Warehouse is a 5-tool appliance warehouse. They got all the appliances you could possibly need, over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget. They're going to get the best price for you. That happens by being in Delaware with also great savings events. And, of course, Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. It finds a lower price elsewhere. And, of course, on top of that, like Spike mentioned, they talk about culture with our sports teams. Well, culture matters where you buy appliances as well. Mark Stemackin has truly built a great, great team down at National Appliance Warehouse. Knowledgeable, smart, treats you like family. That's the difference. And again, like Spike mentioned, installation, delivery, and a whole lot more contractors out there. You know where to take your clients to. Get to National Appliance Warehouse today. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494. Anthony in Egg Harbor Township. You're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
What up, Ant?
I swear.
Nope.
Hello?
Anthony? Going to put Anthony on hold. Mm-hmm. maybe go to Lamar in Philly. Lamar, you're on WIP.
How are you guys doing?
What's up, Lamar?
I tell you what, Spike. Hey, Ike.
Buzz. Yep. You run this phone through a freaking robot? I mean, what was that?
Yeah.
Poor Buzz.
All right, Buzz, we good back there?
Nah, that's not Buzz's fault.
It's not, but it's always Buzz's fault.
Why don't we do this real quick before we get to the phones? We're talking about Ace Bailey, and we'll have Jerry Recco coming up at 4 to talk about Ace Bailey. Jerry Recco is the play-by-play guy for Rutgers, also part of the morning show, Boomer and Geo, over at WFAN. Ace. So one of the criticisms of Ace Bailey is that he takes a lot of tough shots. Mm-hmm. He actually doesn't make enough of them, but it takes a lot of tough shots. He was asked about whether his shot diet might change. Here's what he had to say.
Where does that confidence come from?
Workouts. Workouts. I work out. I work the shots a lot. I mean, the shots I work on in the workouts are the shots I do in the game. So what might be a bad shot to you, you don't work on it. I work on it. So that's how I look at it.
How did you develop that routine?
I mean, workout consistently. I mean, same thing. Two people guarding me in the workout, three people guarding me in the workout, creating space to get my shot off.
How'd you become a great shooter, and how long has that been, you know, maybe your biggest strength?
I became a good shooter. Coach Hud, shout out to Coach Hud. I mean, working with him in high school, my form and technique and all that. So he played a part in it, and then just putting up a lot of reps with it.
The reason he takes the bad shots is because he tries them a lot, he says. Yeah. I would say this.
He said those are bad shots to you all, but I work on them.
Yes.
Not bad shots to me. Sounds like Kobe.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, people brought up
Well, Ike might be in.
It does. The one guy who I don't think he's going to be Jason Tatum, but I didn't think Jason Tatum was going to be Jason Tatum.
Sure.
And you could say that about Jason Tatum in college for sure. I'll say this. We'll make my official.
Well, if he's Jason Tatum, I'll take that.
I would take that. Yeah. I don't think he's Jason Tatum. But, again, I didn't think Jason Tatum was Jason Tatum. This is not, you know, an exact science.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to say who I am in on at three. But I will make this proclamation. I am out on Ace Bailey. I am 100% out on Ace Bailey. I am. Here's the problem. Ace Bailey does not have any elite skills whatsoever. He was a great high school prospect. He is a skilled basketball player. But if I'm taking somebody at three, I want to be able to say, this guy does this thing at an elite level, and he doesn't. His size is also not elite. There is a very big difference between being 6'9", 6'10", and 6'7", 6'7", and a half. It's just a different thing. As far as an athlete, he is a good athlete, but he is not an outrageous athlete. My thing, if his best skill is supposed to be scoring and getting shots off, and he is continually, against college players, having trouble getting shots off. Again, if you watch his highlights, there are a lot of tough shots he makes. But when you watch games, there are so many times where he dribbles into very difficult shots because he either can't beat his guy or he can't figure out a way to get a great shot. He's got a loose handle. He's not a great passer at this point. I would actually say he's probably a bad passer. I just like maybe something happens, you know, maybe he develops or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this guy, if he develops, this is 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I read one.
No, we don't have time for 5 years.
Yeah, I just like, put it this way. Even
by then, we didn't give you another max. We didn't give you a max deal and everything.
Well, here's the thing. Let's take Joel Embiid out of it and take Paul George out of it for a second.
Yeah.
He's not even ready to play with Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain at this point. No. I don't think so. I think if he goes to a team that is bad, mm-hmm. he could play a lot of minutes and probably score some points.
Yeah.
But on a good team, if we're thinking about – now, this is what is so tough about the decision that the Sixers have to make right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we're thinking about the future, whoever they're taking in this draft, like, I don't know, which is why some of the trade back thing is there. But, like – if you talk about Trey Johnson is an elite shooter right now. If you tell Trey Johnson to go there, run around screens, and get shots off for 16 or 20 minutes, he's going to be able to do it. Sure. You talk about Vijay Edgecombe. He is a smart guy with a high motor and great athleticism, and just he smells like an NBA player, you know, a guy that's going to figure it out quickly.
All right.
Ace Bailey, I just don't know what it is. And he's going to be – he's a very polarizing prospect.
Yeah.
But – I'm not in on him.
Now, I haven't locked in on anybody completely yet.
Yep.
Now, you're not allowing Elliot to cloud your...
No. This has become... We were talking about when they got the third pick. This might be a difficult one to talk about because there's so many guys that could be there.
Yep.
The reason
Which
I'm
also makes it a good pick to have to talk about because it gives you more players.
So many different guys we can talk about. But what the not Elliot specifically, the conversation at three was always going to be about Ace Bailey because he's a polarizing player, and it has become about Ace Bailey at this point. So
most mocks have him as the third guy.
The third guy, right. I just like... So I'm not letting Elliot cloud me. It's just the conversation has gotten very strong about Ace Bailey.
Him, yeah.
So I feel like I have to at least say, without knowing who I want, at least say I would rather have those two guys over. I would take VJ Edgecombe over Ace Bailey. I would take Trey Johnson over Ace Bailey at this point.
I like Trey Johnson, too. I do. Yeah. I haven't watched enough of Edgecombe yet, but I'm going to get into some of his highlights as well. The one thing I will say that I was intrigued by with Bailey – prior to now, you guys are saying he's 6'7" and a half.
Yep.
When I thought he was 6'10", I like the idea of having the big wing, stretch four slash shooting forward, 3D type of player, can get his own shot. I'm not saying I'm out on him. I'm just saying there's not enough out there right now that says I'm in love with him, that I'm absolutely taking Ace Bailey.
Like, if he was 6'10", he would be able to get shots off whenever he wanted. You know, and
people talk about KD. People, you realize KD, I think, may have measured at 6'10", 10 and a half, almost 6'11", to the point he didn't want to be considered that tall.
Right.
He wanted to be viewed a little bit shorter.
Yes.
So he makes, I mean, Kevin Durant may be a legitimate 6'10", 6'10 and a half guy.
When you're talking about the difference between that, you're talking about the difference between a guy of the size of, like, of a Paul George and Kevin Durant. Those are that is a significant difference in size in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's just significant. And I understand when Elliot talks about Kevin Durant, I understand what he's saying, because if you just go and
physical,
look at how skinny
physical,
he is.
Yeah, from a physical view.
And when you're not watching him playing against NBA players, he looks very, very big.
Right.
But he's not.
Well, and if you just watch the highlights of Ace Bailey, you see it.
Well, how much
but it's just the highlights.
Let me ask you this. Maybe this might be better for
Jerry.
For Jerry, he's coming on. But how much of the coaching at Rutgers, in other words, was he were he and Harper in a system where they could sort of develop some of these other traits, or were they just told, listen, they came there, we know these NIL deals, they got big money, and it's more or less like, hey, we're going to roll the ball out to you two guys, and you do whatever you got to do to try to get us wins. I'm just wondering, because you can go to Duke and you're playing in a system, right?
Yes.
Like you got other good players around you. It helps you better. I wonder if going to Rutgers had these guys develop bad habits being at Rutgers.
Yeah,
especially from a shot selection standpoint.
So I forget which one it was. It really wasn't the NIL money on one of them. I think it was his grandmother that told him he was deciding between two schools. And she
Rutgers.
Was like, "Now you're going to Rutgers." Yeah.
She must be a North Jersey resident.
I don't know. I can't speak to the...
I would have sent my kids to Rutgers,
I'm
too.
Sure. Yeah.
For a scholarship, I would have.
You kidding me?
I didn't get one, though.
I can't speak to the coaching. Jerry can, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, Jerry, he's not going to crush the coach.
No.
I understand that.
But also, you know, Elliot was saying, well, the reason he didn't score 24 is because Dylan Harper was there. And here is the thing. If he was an elite scorer, the job of Dylan Harper would be
get the ball to
to Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know. I'm not buying it.
We're trading down for Knipple anyway.
They're going to trade down.
For Knipple?
Well, give me.
I do like the nip.
They are going to trade down. They are doing their world tour. Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey doing their world. We love picking at three tour.
Yeah.
It is no accident that they are publicly telling everyone that they love picking at three.
Yeah. Listening to Daryl Morey, I forget who asked him. He was on something.
John Clark. He was on
John Clark. That's what it was.
The takeoff.
Yeah, when he said, Yeah, Ace is one of the guys that we're about. That didn't sound like we love Ace Bailey to me.
Yeah. Well, by the way, when he was on the podcast, you want to hear what it sounds like? Is like, hey, if you get number one, he's like, oh, we're taking Cooper Flagg.
Right.
He goes, we're not going to hide it. We're taking Cooper Flagg. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
When you love.
Yeah, now, if he was in love with that pick, he'd be like, yeah.
Well, and also, he doesn't know that Ace Bailey's going to.
I mean, that player, I guess.
And he doesn't know for sure that Ace Bailey's going to be there.
No, that's true, yeah.
It is possible somebody trades up, or even San Antonio takes Ace Bailey. So.
Well, my guy says he's a big-time Spurs fan.
Yeah.
They're loaded with guards on
the
Spurs
team. They are. Well, they just traded for, what's his name?
De'Aaron Fox. So would they take Harper? Why would they take Harper?
Right, yeah.
They may take Bailey.
They may take Bailey. And then Harper falls into
Would you like Harper better?
I would be more in on now. Harper's, you know, they have two. The Sixers debatably
That's
have
what
two
I'm
lead
we
guards.
Got
at this
the guards
point.
Yeah.
But Harper's now 6'6.5".
Yeah.
Okay,
that's a different
and
thing.
And he's crafty.
He is crafty.
I like him.
Like
yeah.
a crafty player.
Yeah, because that's an NBA player. Not yeah. I don't need the explosive athlete. Like, that's where Edgecombe worries me. Listen, I'm just talking hoop. A little hoop.
No,
he wants you a Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I like a Brunson.
Okay. Edgecombe's a baller, though.
I know
he's not just an athlete.
I know there's just something. I don't know if he's got a bag. That's my issue with Edgecombe.
Bag. You need like that bag.
You
like
need to
bag.
Have something. To,
you need,
the,
you
need, need a bag.
You need a little wiggle to get to the rim. I love when NBA players do that. They start with this thing.
Yeah.
I love when they do that.
215-592-9494. What is success for the 2025 Eagles? Joining us next is Jerry Recco. Jerry watched more Rutgers than anybody else.
Yeah, sure
God,
did.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Yes. And he is also part of the morning show at WFAN with Boomer and Geo. Jerry Jones is next to talk about Ace Bailey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.